Okay, folks, welcome to episode 55 of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
And this is Stephanie.
And what's been going on here? Not much.
What do you mean not much? Like too much. Well, we weren't here last weekend because, well, we were here, but not here with you guys.
Right.
We were here with us. Mm-hmm. So we've had family. We had family visit last weekend.
And the weekend before.
That is last weekend. Because this is the weekend. We're currently kind of still in the weekend right now. Because okay. It's Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, the past two weekends.
Well, including this week, it's the past 3 weeks in a row.
No, two.
No.
What are you talking
this
about?
This week, your mom and sister were here.
Correct.
Last weekend, my sister was here.
Correct.
The weekend before that, your mother was and Bobby were here.
Oh.
So we're basically having guests every single weekend for a month straight.
Yeah, next week we have someone coming in.
Yes, my brother's coming in.
Yes. So we last weekend we had people here, so we just didn't get an opportunity to sit down and record.
Right.
Which is fine. I mean, it is what it is. We love you guys too. You can't always be with us.
Well, I mean, this also being a 3-day weekend, it gave us an extra day.
Yeah.
You know, everybody went home earlier today and it gave us time to like actually have time with no one around a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, next weekend shouldn't be a problem either because they're actually staying at a hotel. Our air mattress is not good enough for their bums to sleep on.
That's fine. Well, they're also going back up north at like 3:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah, so. No, I'm just messing. I mean, you know, we're open.
We just have to get to the range this week before everybody comes.
Yeah. Tomorrow, no, because I have a doctor's.
Yeah, well, tomorrow you got your eye exam.
Yeah, which is fine. So, but we did make it with the, so you glued some new fletching.
Yes, we did make it to the range. I did make a set for each of us of 3 fletches and a set of 4 fletch for each of us.
Yeah.
And they actually shot really, really well.
I liked the 4. I liked how the 4 were grouping. I mean, this is only at 20 yards, so we can only see to a certain point.
Right.
But so far, I actually liked the way the 4 were going.
Yeah, the 4s were grouping really, really tight.
Yeah. Until?
Well, until... until my sucky fletching job fell apart. Granted, everybody, this was my first time ever putting fletchings on. I have no experience with the glues we were using, none of that shit. Basically, what happened was I just wasn't putting enough glue. So,
you needed to put it on like I put on tape.
I don't know if an arrow would survive that much
glue. It might be too weight on the back of
it. Yeah, it would be like me putting a 100-grain head on the backside of the arrow. But, and anyone who has listened to us that has ordered a sling or any sort of product from Stephanie.
No. Don't even bring my slings into this because I don't do that to them.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, you don't. No. It's just the stuff that we've shipped out.
Yeah, no. If I've shipped something to someone personally, it's basically...
the box is bulletproof.
I'll put it to you this way. The one time that I did ship some stuff and the box looked like it had been like run over or sat on. There's so much tape that the cardboard actually was breaking apart where the tape wasn't. But the only reason everything stayed in it was because the tape that I put on it. Right. I put walls of tape, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we've sent out sites and stuff that we don't use anymore that we had originally ordered 2 years ago when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, everything arrived here. Great. It took me 40 minutes to unwrap it. But, you know. It did get here in one piece. Thank you.
Listen, people sometimes bitch about how much I wrap things, but you know what? Would you rather get it severely wrapped and in one piece, or would you rather me half-ass it and then you get it in pieces?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Broken? Right.
You know, it saves sometimes. Because, you know, some of those guys at the post office, it looks like they friggin' sit on it, or they, you know, lunchtime. Hey, I need a chair. Let me put these boxes up.
Over-the-fence delivery?
That was FedEx.
Yes, that was.
Did that.
Yes.
It had a video of this guy. It was a home video. I guess security cameras caught it.
Yeah, it was ground.
The guy walked up to the fence. And he had like around
TV,
your yard.
Wasn't it?
And he chucked the TV. It looked like a TV because it was the box of the shape of a
thin,
TV.
Thin, long box. Yeah, so and, it looked like a TV.
Either that or a board, whiteboard.
Might have been.
So, He just chucked it over the side.
Hey, it happens.
I don't even understand that, though, because you have to walk. You're walking up to the fence anyway, so you just walk up to the door.
Oh, what, I don't know. It was a locked fence from what they were, well, I guess, what was said.
But the afterward. Front door is not going to be, you just put it at the front door.
No, no, no. The guy couldn't get in the fence, even. The fence itself was locked. And that's why, you know, that's why they claimed he, like, he could have been nicely about it, you know, but he well, the video, he literally threw it over the fence, which was funny. So
retards.
That TV apparently didn't survive, but if you would have probably packed it, it probably would have.
Probably. It would have bounced, actually. It would have probably
bounced and survived, and nothing would have happened to it. There wouldn't have been a scratch. Mm-mm. But, no, yeah.
Clutches.
Back to the range, yeah. I mean, the arrows were flying both good. Everything was done with a 2-degree offset, so no helicals or anything like that, even though I do have the right helical clamp here. So we just did generic 2 degrees off, 2 degree off to the right. And I mean, the arrows were, they were flying really, really well.
Yeah.
The weight of the extra fletch on the back didn't seem to make a difference at all.
At 20 yards, no. Right. I think we might see a difference once we get farther yardage.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
So we got to... But we got to make sure the fletches stay on the arrows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's my fault.
So,
like I said, it's the first time, you know, I had ever fletched our own arrows. Everything else has been either NAP quick fletch setups or
see what happens is I slapped a couple arrows together.
Yeah, yeah. And it, like,
and I got them and I was like, oh man, look, one of the fletchings came off, and you saw the mark of the color mm-hmm. on the other one, so it was obvious that they hit each other.
Right.
It's like, okay, I put that one back in. And then we shoot a couple more. And then the more I bring back, the more they're falling off.
Yeah, they were partially stuck on. And that's what so I even I'm started down. With mine. I was like wiggling the fletches and all of a sudden it would pop loose. I'm like, fucking crap.
Like, 6 arrows down and back in my case. I think I'm back on to the quick fletched arrows.
Yeah, yeah, you were, yeah. By the time we left the range, you were back shooting the NAP arrows because your bow case holds a dozen arrows.
I think I had one fletch setup that you did left out right. of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 8.
Right, 6.
I did no, I had 4 and 4.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I did 3 and 3.
No, I had 4 and 4.
Okay.
Because you said, why are you grabbing so many? And I said, because I'm going to do 4 and 4.
Oh,
because
that's right. The first time I had actually done a 3 fletch of yours and a 3 fletch of mine. So you actually had 6 of them that right. were in 3 fletch and then 3 that were in 4 fletch.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So we have to redo them anyway. So mm-hmm. we can put the new wraps that Boning was so nice to send us.
Right.
And we can try those out.
Mm-hmm.
We just gotta play with it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, it's not that hard to once. The point is that the more you do it,
and well, I think a lot of the problem with it too was because of me being impatient
uh-huh.
and being like excited to fuck with something new, and
that could be taken so many horrible ways.
No, I mean, according to archery, okay, keep it archery, right? My God, no,
I got a doll.
Yeah, exactly.
It was used slightly.
Oh, Jesus. But no, it's like, you know, I see a lot of the videos on YouTube and whatnot, and people are all like, all right, you know, I'll put the glue, put the arrow on the arrow inside the clamp, and you know, whatever, they'll put it on the housing and everything and press it against the arrow
mm-hmm.
and they'll come back like a half hour later. I was like, nope, I was sticking the fletching right to the arrow, and 2 minutes later, I was on to the next one.
You were a regular Minuteman, weren't you?
Yeah, I was rushing through everything. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, one and done.
I think next time I'm just gonna do a lot more glue, and then, you know, do like pretty much everyone else shows with this Boning Platinum.
On a Saturday glue. Or Sunday, yeah, you just do one and then just clock them half hour, then go back and then
yeah,
do...
that's what I think I'm gonna do on the next I time mean, when I do them.
It's not like it takes you. I mean, it doesn't. It takes right, longer, but it's not like you're standing there for the extra
right.
Time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, like right now, I can literally wiggle the fletches. Like I don't have to use the shaving tool that Boning gives you to remove the fletches. Right. I don't even have to use that right now. There's so little glue that I can wiggle the fletch, and they will pop right off.
Have I taught you nothing over the years?
I probably. I watch all these videos with Grant. Like I said, I've got no experience
Dudley,
with this.
Dudley, who's been doing it for...
No, but he also uses AAE glue, and there's glue from Goat Tough, and there's fucking... These guys use crazy glue, and who uses who's that? Whatever. So, you know, I mean, most likely, they're used to the glue they're using because they've been fletching arrows with that same shit for years.
That's what I'm saying. They already got the timing down on their glue.
Exactly.
Which is going to be different for everyone. It doesn't mean one's better than the other. It just means... Right. You know what that one needs on your setup.
This boning platinum glue, from the stuff I've been reading now since we went to the range and everything, it does seem that people say it takes a half hour to set. It's not like the other ones where you just have to leave it in place for a minute and you're done.
Yeah, that's like a...
You know? And I, you know, even after when we did them, I let them sit for 24 hours. We didn't go shoot for actually... Fuck, 2-3 days.
But I think once you start shifting them, the glue is not setting properly.
Right, that's what I think is the problem.
You gotta let them sit in the same position.
Yeah, I think I have to let them sit, because that's what everyone's saying, is like, let it stay in that one spot for a half hour, then do the next fletch.
Yeah, so we can try that.
Yeah.
Or I can do some, and then we can compare.
Oh, whatever.
And then we'll see who's held up better.
That's fine.
You fucking bitch, you're gonna,
yeah, exactly.
Gonna pile on the glue.
That's what's gonna happen. Like, what the hell's all this smeared shit on the back of the fucking arrow? There's lumps of glue everywhere sticking out from the veins.
Yeah, but you gotta go down to the target and it's gonna be angled upward because the ass is like dragging because there's so much goddamn glue.
Like, yep, gonna have to mess with the FOC of these arrows because we ain't gonna worry about a lighted knockway in the ass end down. It's the glue.
Yeah. So we'll have updates on how that goes. So we'll, this week we'll probably just be shooting with the quick fletches on our other arrows, and then the weekend while everyone's here, we'll probably be able to knock out some of those.
Yeah, that's fine. Either that, or I'll just start redoing some of them tomorrow morning while you're at your eye exam.
Or that, yeah. Either way,
I can get like 3 done a day before I go to work.
Yeah.
So I work my lovely second shift.
That's all right. We just have to find a spot to... Well, we have a spot. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I have a spot. Well, not where I have all my stuff. We have to find
a spot.
Yes,
I know. That's
my spot. I already peed on that spot.
Oh, jeez. It's marking your territory.
Yeah, of course. It's called the house.
It's called the house? Nice.
The comedy skit.
Yeah, Sebastian.
Man cave. What are you talking about, man cave? My father had a man cave. It was called the house.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. You know, I have to say, this has to do with my shop, my Shooting Skull shop. Lately, there's been a couple companies that I've actually been sharing some of my stuff, and actually, I've been getting referrals.
Yes, directly from manufacturers.
Yeah. So, you know, I know I sent them a thank you message, and I don't want to sound creepy, especially if one listens to us.
Right.
But if you listen to us, you know the company Wickstix. And, you know, I have it on my bow. We got Doug to shoot it on his bow.
Yes.
I mean, we have really great things to say about them. And we're not like...
No sponsors.
No sponsored. We're not so associated with them in that kind of way.
Right.
And I gotta say, they've been referring a lot of people to my for my slings and my bino straps and stuff like that.
Well, it's because you've been doing a lot of custom matching,
which is fine. I like doing that.
Right.
I really like doing that. Except fucking Matthews with that goddamn Avail logo. They made the friggin' Avail logo a pink. That goes to yellow to orange.
Right.
You couldn't have picked any better colors.
Well, hey, whatever. You know, it is what it is. The bow is geared toward women. It's a short draw bow.
So their best color combo is pink, yellow, and orange?
Well, it's probably colors women like the most. I don't know.
Did they do like a test run? Like, oh, our studies show that these tested better out of whatever women that we asked.
I don't know. Possible.
Goddamn color combo.
At least it's not a pink camouflage bow. I mean, the bows are normally black or silver. It's just the logo of the bow. And the strings are normally like, you know, yellow or pink or something like that. The bow is geared towards women. But you actually have right now a custom order to do a sling and bino strap that goes with the logo of the bow.
Yeah, which it will actually look really, really nice. I'm actually looking forward to sending her pictures. I mean, they're not, if I was color coordinating my bow, I mean, it's not something I would put on there, but it doesn't matter what I, not everyone in the world is going to match me. Because I'm a green fan.
Right.
Exactly. But, you know, I have to say that with their referrals and everything like that, and they didn't have to. And, you know, they just decided they like my stuff and they've, you know, they've been nice enough to actually tell people to come my way.
Yeah, so, we're getting direct. You're getting weird. You are getting direct, like, referrals saying, hey, the guys from Wixix sent us directly to you.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to say, you know, thank you for if anyone that, you know, is associated with them or if they listen, you know, big thank you. It's always nice to actually see something like that, you know, referring without expecting something in return from either side, I should say.
Well, you've been getting a lot of shares on a lot of your stuff. I mean, Basin Chaser from who's a pro staff hunter for Obsession.
Yeah, he's another one.
Loves sharing the picture of his bow with your sling that you made with the skulls and everything weaved into it.
And it's fucking awesome.
It is.
You know,
it is awesome. Well, I rock one of them. Doug rocks a blue and black one.
Yeah, but you know, when you get people that are not directly associated with you, like you're my husband, it's your duty to do that. You know, your friends, they try to support you and everything.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
But when a stranger actually does it, and they see your stuff and they're like, you know, we really like it. And they
That.
You know, it's a little bit different. I'm saying you guys don't count.
Right.
I'm just saying it's different.
I just get the advantage of the fact that every time you come up to it, something new that matches my bow, it goes on my bow for a while and you take a bunch of pictures and.
Or the problem is that when I list you off all of the ideas that I'm trying to work on, like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
just pick one. I have probably a list of 10 new ideas in my head right now that I want to try and do. Well, the thing is, I don't have the time to actually do them all at once. I have to
You definitely do have to pace yourself because get a little bit overwhelmed depending on how or what you're trying to work on. So, I mean, good example, I mean, is last week you had a custom order for
You and those goddamn stars. Straps.
Right. You had a custom order for a bino strap, and the guy literally was trying to have you remake a bino strap or something better than what he originally had purchased.
Well, okay, wait, hold on. Before you continue on your little thing, is when someone comes to me and says, this is what I have.
Right.
And they're not happy with it.
Mark.
Can you make something like this
but better?
Mark. You know, I'm gonna say yes because that's just the way I am.
Oh, I know.
Now, with this,
is the part where I'm recommending like you need to pace yourself because you don't pace yourself. You like the whole conversation we had about my family not knowing how to fucking call it even when they're gonna trying to get into archery and not just dive into the $1,000 Pro Series fucking bows. Mm-hmm. You do that with your slings, like straight up. People ask you for a custom setup, and you're like, I'm going to try and make the best fucking looking thing.
Because it's
going to go on this person's bow.
I feel like, you know it's not something I should half-ass it on. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
It is stress relieving. Sometimes, as I get frustrated
this
because...
this fucking one wasn't.
Okay, so the story behind this is that he had an American color scheme. You know, you got the red, white, and blue. And on the blue, the sling he had, or the strap he had, had stars, but they weren't stars. Someone just took a micro cord and they did a when you're in like kindergarten or first grade and you just make straight lines crisscrossing across each other to make a star. Yeah, it's like three straight lines across each other, and that's what it was.
Right.
So I was like, no, I can do better. And in my head, I had what it like to actually look like stars. And he even told me, he said, even if you just do it and you put the same thing for the stars, he would be happy.
Right.
Because the actual weave itself wasn't up to par, he said.
Yeah, his weave on the original one he got was loose.
Yeah. So I said, no, I'm going to accept this challenge. And I said, I'll make stars in there. I'm not going to just throw that.
In the back of Stephanie's head is this little gremlin going, we're going to knock this shit out the park.
And another one's going like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. She's got that devil and that angel on her shoulders. Like, we can do it. No, we can't.
I have to say, it was 2 days of frustration. Mm-hmm. And because I knew I could do it, and I wasn't getting it, and I knew there was going to be a way. But then I'm starting to realize that no one else is doing it, and there might be a reason for it.
Because it's hard as fuck.
But at that point, I'm not going to just throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
I've already started down this path. I'm going to do it.
Right.
I told him I could do it, and I'm going to figure out a way to do it. So I did.
You did, yes, absolutely.
And it came out great, and I'm getting... he was happy with it. First of all, he was happy with it. That was my number one.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Second of all, a lot of other people are commenting on it. Not publicly, but I mean, they're saying to me that they really like it.
Oh, yeah. And for anyone who, you can go to our podcast IG address, your Shooting Skulls Instagram address, because
mm-hmm.
he shared the picture he took. Now, the picture that is uploaded is a picture of the binocular strap on a pair of binoculars. That is
his
photo.
Yeah.
So that is the photo the customer himself uploaded. And what's a nice way to describe it? It's American as fuck is what the fuck it is. So
yes, it is.
I mean, it is straight up American flag
and
stars stitched in you know, it's something like shit. Me, Tony would rock on our bows because we both have the American flag wide ass.
And now that I have it figured out, I'm probably gonna be able to look into doing it on slings too. Get it, the stars a little bit smaller.
Right. Well, that right now that's the challenge because we were only able to locally source one size star.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to do some more because I mean, what I'm aiming to do is something that no one else is doing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take the easy way. Well, I mean, that day
we went out for to look for the stars, we hit every craft store in the area. We hit Joann's and all of them.
I don't want to be giving away some of my...
No. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, ideas.
General,
like, we hit everybody up. So.
I'm not giving away any secrets. I didn't say
where we got them.
I know, but I'm not saying
we had to go to all of them. Come on. Back up. Let's go.
Okay. And I actually have a couple more ideas that no one else is doing. I mean, no one. Zero. That I'm going to try to put out there. One involves skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Lighter weight. I'm looking at this microcord. Not microcord. So, I know a lot of people out there that hunt are looking to chop weight.
Yeah, this is good. This is these new slings that you're trying to work on are for the guys that are filing and cutting their toothbrushes.
Yeah. You know, like they just got out of prison or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, trying to shake a motherfucker.
I'm trying to do some things with 95. So I'm trying to do like a 550 and 95 hybrid. So 95 is the size of in between microcord and 275, which are the lower grade.
Right.
So you have nano, micro, and then 95, just to give people an idea. And it's a lot lighter as a whole, I should say. And you can do some of the more intricate slings without having that extra bulk in the weight.
Right.
Because it can get big on your wrist, and it can get heavy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heavy for a sling, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to come up with something, and the one does involve the skulls,
mm-hmm.
that is... with the 95, that will be a lot lighter.
Right.
And I'm thinking I might send the one I'm thinking of to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I might actually send that one out to Basin Chaser.
Okay.
As like a here.
He probably did.
You want to try it out.
Yeah, because when he does packing, it's packed. I mean, he packs out for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
His scouting trips that he's been uploading insanely awesome videos. On IG and shit.
Yeah.
Those are 2-3 day trips on an easy weekend.
And that other one, it's more toward the feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say it yet because this is something that no one is, no one's doing.
Right.
It's like, it's territory not touched yet. And I'm glad I found it first.
Okay.
and I'm kind of excited, but I've had other stuff that I've had to work on that I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about, too. I made them for my sister today.
Oh, yes, yes.
But it's going to be on the sling.
Yes. Okay, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting.
Well, that's the other thing right now is that you're kind of like dealing with is the possibility of, Stephanie's sister is in college right now, and she's part of a swim team, and then basically there's a possibility that you're going to be doing like all sorts of different like chains and stuff like that for them. This way they could mark their bags because apparently they have to turn their
entire
kit in every
year. They turn them in at the end of the year.
Yeah. So they want like each one wants something individual to mark their own bag.
And on top of that, I'm going to be coming out with some new Monkey's Fist, but they're going to be 1.62 inches in diameter.
Yep.
And
that's without the paracord on them.
Yeah.
So they're going to be pretty large is what they're going to be.
They're large and large, but they're like an ounce and a half.
Yeah, they're lighter than ball bearing.
Yeah. So those are also going to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Those should be interesting. I'll probably do a lot of American, the red, white, and blue on those.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a challenge if I got a star on those. That's a bitch, though. I don't think I'm going to go down that road. Maybe in the future. Like, future. But maybe when the kids are in full-time school, I have, like, alone time.
You have alone time?
Well, because that's another thing. I like doing this, and it's something for me.
Right.
But I do. I God damn it. But it gets done in between things. So, I mean, you know, between whatever the kids need. So it's a stop and start. So it's not like I'm sitting in a room being able to complete something from start to finish from, you know, and write one sitting, which is fine. That's
well,
not a
I
big
mean,
deal.
Right. The good part is like, I mean, even though you've basically turned a hobby into something that you can earn money here and there with.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times when you see people do that, there's no real quality in what they're doing.
Because they're just trying to make, you know, the quickest.
Right.
Amount
exactly.
Of money
they're
possible.
Just making a dollar quick. I mean, right now, shit, you have what, 100 almost slings that you've just made for inventory?
130.
Oh, 130, thanks. Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, listen, that's been over the course of a year.
That's right. But my point is that there's no, like a lot of this stuff, I don't care because I know it relaxes you when you do it. It gives you something to do in between with the kids and this and that, whatever. But, and I don't care that they're there.
But I'm not putting us in a hole either with it.
No, you're not. No.
I'm
not
making
at all.
It back.
Right. Exactly. You know, and now you have, I mean, but you're putting out like, even though it's something that you created from a hobby and now it's becoming, you know, that you're making an income from it, there's always been quality in the work. Like there's other people that are doing that. I see it in the Facebook archery groups and there's nothing fucking impressive. Everyone's doing the same, what is it called? The Cobra stitch?
Yeah, or a Solomon.
Or a Solomon, right. It's one of those two. And it's the same shit over and over and over. I don't care that you're weaving a fucking Matthews or Hoyt little buckle into the fucking sling.
Oh, yeah, they add.
When you're doing 20 of the same slings a day, guess what? There's nothing fucking original about it.
Yeah.
They're not saying, oh, well, you can do this strand can be this color and this strand. No one's doing it. You are.
Well, so. I'm also doing a lot of the, I'm trying to do different designs too on top of that.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like you have, shit, I don't even know how many stitches are on your Etsy store right now.
A lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But, and I still have a ton more that I haven't even worked on yet that I want to do.
Right. But the point is, I mean, that nothing's the same.
No.
You know, it's all different stuff. You know, it's, you check out some of these other ones, and I was looking at a couple earlier today. And it was two, their entire store, 50 different things on the store, two stitches. That's it. It was two different stitches. Each stitch had, you know, 10 different colors.
Right.
You know, but it was the same exact stitch over and over and over and over. It could have been green and black. Oh, look, you know, one's advertised. It's got a Matthews. Same exact fucking thing has a Hoyt logo. Same exact thing has a PSE logo.
Yeah.
So it's all the same generic shit over and over and over. Whereas if you're doing it, you have it displayed. Okay, if you order one of the custom ones, you know, you have arrow 1, 2, 3, and 4 pointed to different strands. I need to know color, you know. So
I think sometimes I give too many options.
Yeah, you do. you probably really do. I mean, because
but when you get
it's so funny when you hear your phone going off nonstop, and it's like, oh, you can do this. This is great. Oh God! And no. You picked the wrong color there. And you know, send me a picture of your bow, and I will send you photos of strands that match exactly according to your color scheme, and blah blah blah. I mean. You go beyond the means of normal shit where other people will be like, okay, whatever you entered online, you're fucking boned. That's what you're going to get. You don't do that.
I feel like if it doesn't look right, then I'm not going to sit there and just do it. Because then they're not going to be happy with it. Because in your head, it could look one way, and then it turns out that it's actually not the same way you're picturing it in your head.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, for our bows, if I'm matching everything, I want to be happy with it if you're shooting it all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm doing for other people what I would like.
Yeah.
I would like. So, you know.
And that's the weirdest part. Like, one of my favorite slings that you do is on your bow.
Oh, I love them. I love it. The colors are...
Yeah, but no one does that match. No one has made that sling that is on your bow. And, if anyone needs to like a reference of it, all you have to do is look at Steph's bow. It's the photo of her Revolve 35. But it's like got the beige and the green and was it micro cord black or something you what weaved into it or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it matches your bow to a T. It matches the camouflage. It matches the green highlights and strings and suppressors and everything else we put on that fucking bow. It matches it perfectly.
You know what would be really cool? I'm getting just ideas. Too bad I couldn't find an actual company that could actually pull up the color patterns for some of the risers, like Obsession. I'll just use them for example. So they give you riser choices.
They're ridiculous when it comes to choices.
But they have their patterns, right?
Oh yeah.
So if you choose pattern A, whatever.
Pattern A.
Too bad I couldn't get their color coding for that and have cord actually made and dyed to actually and like. In sets, so if it had three colors in it, like two different tans and a green or whatever, too bad you couldn't have cord dyed to specifically match.
Yeah, but right now the selection that's available for you to get in
that would be cool
in the paracord and stuff like that is ridiculous. I mean,
oh yeah, there's a lot of colors out there.
There's like 47 fucking greens.
I know, there's a lot of greens.
Like forest green, neon green, this green, that
no,
green.
I think the company I get them from, which I'm not going to be broadcasting. If you're actually curious, you can message me privately. But they have, I think, neon green, the term neon green for three different greens.
Yeah, yeah.
But the code is actually different. It's like a number off on each one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had
exactly.
to look at it, I was like, did I just order the same shit?
That's a lot of things that I've noticed now with the paracord is they're numbered like paints now.
Yes, they are.
So there can be like 57 shades of beige. It's like, oh, fucking Christ.
Yeah, the tans. But that works on the bows because...
Can I have a swatch while I'm trying to pick out my paracord? That's fucking...
I have swatches on my...
I know you do. That's why I'm making fun of it.
Oh, I could tell I give people too many though because it's... a couple of them. Actually, the one that I'm going to be doing here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, you could take a look at the swatches. And they were trying to back out of it because I think it was too many. It might have been too many. And then I just resent them a smaller count of the ones instead of looking through every single one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, this is the general idea of what you're looking for. And then they could pick. So, but it's fine. You want options.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to turn around and say, oh, I should have picked that one because they just didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you give people the amount of options, the amount of options. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have complete control almost in a lot of ways. And
Which is fine.
Even the one you're doing now for the Avail.
Yes.
You did two versions of it because, well, you started two different versions of it because both of us were like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, so how it went was... They basically wanted they wanted the two colors out of the three for the logo. So there's a pink, yellow, and orange, and they mm-hmm. wanted the pink and orange
right.
with some black added into it. It's the black kind of gives a contrast for the background.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. And I started making it, and the pink and orange, they're too close in. The colors are too close that they started just meshing. They meshed together. You couldn't really see the design on anything.
Yeah,
because
I think a lot of it had to do with how bright both colors were. Well, that when pink they were and orange, side by side, it was like they kind of almost were like blending together a bit.
Yeah, they started. Yeah, it just looked too close together. Mm-hmm. So I did another one, and I made a suggestion for the third. And she actually took the suggestion for the third one, which, you know, it turned out a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, I agree. It did.
You know, and that's just, I'd rather her be very happy with it than
right,
be but, stuck with this thinking like, point, oh, though, I should have done it this way or should have asked her to do it this way. Or
but that's my point, though, is like you didn't just make the one. You were like, this doesn't look right. So you did two of them and, you know. And sent her the photo, said, hey, you know, these two colors being side by side is not really working well. I came up with this. How do you like this? And she was like, oh, shit, that's way better.
You know, I almost feel like sometimes when I do that, I might be too much for people. I don't know if I am too much for people. I haven't gotten any negative feedback from it.
No.
But some people won't. Like, they feel bad. They won't say anything negative.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want to be too much sometimes. I know I can be overwhelming. And
well, that's because you want it done right.
Yeah, yeah. And I know some people just really don't care or they're not that picky. Well,
I think, honestly, if they think you are overwhelming, that's probably during the process. But mm-hmm. the second they get it, they're like, okay, all that shit was cool. You know?
Yeah.
You know, all that thoughts of, oh, you know, it was frustrating, whatever. Once they get it in their hand and it's like, okay, this is badass.
Right.
This is exactly what I wanted. This looks way better than the original thought or whatever. That's when the whole thing of being frustrated during the process, maybe because of all the colors and, you know,
my million questions,
your million stitches that you make, and because you're not a generic, you know, store like everyone else does. Right. You know, I think all that thought goes out the window.
Yeah.
So
I'll post the pictures as I finish all these projects. I have one big project too coming up. Ooh, that cooler.
Oh yes, that's another one. Actually, yeah.
That's a big project. Which that's another. That was another challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That is a good way to put it.
This won't be too bad. It's just figuring out how to set it up properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way he showed me, it wasn't really. He wanted a strap around the cooler and around the bottom, but then the way that he had it shown in the picture, you know, it wasn't removable.
Right.
And if for any reason, let's say you get a different cooler and you want to switch it, but mm-hmm. you still like the strap, or say you like the cooler, but you don't want to, you know, you want to clean it or power wash it, but you don't want to screw anything else up, or you want to take everything off and.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you couldn't do it. It wasn't removable. It wasn't easy. So I spoke with him and we figured out a way that we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but coming up with an idea and actually getting it to work are two different things. You have to, so we'll see if everything lines up properly.
And I'm sure not, it probably then, will.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll just be the size of everything that will be the difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, from that, I can figure it out. But once you figure it out once, then you know for, and that's it. Like, you know.
That's it.
You know. You just know.
That's a horrible way to, it's a horrible way to try and put that, but it's actually kind of true.
It is. Once you do it, you're like, you learn. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, shit. Okay, this way doesn't work. This way does. And then anytime anyone asks for the same thing, you already know what you're doing.
Yep.
Like those goddamn stars.
Like those goddamn stars.
If someone wants that shit again, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to knock this out of the park now.
This works. and all this other shit didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried a lot of friggin' ways that
day. Oh, yeah, you were getting so frustrated. What if I did the stars this way? What if I did the stars this way? And
it wasn't like, what if I had a little practice piece that I was doing it and taking everything out, redoing it, taking everything out, redoing it, taking everything out. Right. I was like, I almost rage quit on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, for all those video game players, where you take the controller and you chuck it, you pout walk away.
Like me when years ago.
Yeah.
And then just start on an Xbox controller God into a damn wall. It. Or why the time I sat through our living room glass table.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy over here and he got home from work before I did. And we had a coffee table. This is pre-kids. So we had a coffee table with glass in the center of it. And I don't know what was wrong with him, but we had two couches on the sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both in front of the TV. It's not like they're somewhere else in the corner.
Yep.
And he would like to sit on the coffee table with the glass center.
Yep.
And I come home from work and he's like, hey, how's work? Oh, how are you doing?
I had already cleaned everything
hi,
up.
Hi. And, you know, I'm just walking in. I don't really notice it because, I'm like, what the hell? And he keeps trying to be like overly nice to me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I finally look at the coffee table. The hell happened? Well, see what happened was.
You got pissed off and leaned back and went through the fucking table.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But then you ask, why were you sitting on the table? We have couches.
Yeah. Didn't Doug come over and help me clean that?
I don't know. I was at work.
I think it was. No, we were living in Palm Harbor. No, that happened when we lived in Palm Harbor.
No, that happened when we moved up.
To Port Richey?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yep. So Doug did come and help me. That's right. I knew somebody came and helped me. Yeah, actually, I kind of remember that now. He's like, you're dead when she comes home. You know she's going to kill you. And meanwhile, when we were playing, I think we were playing... Most likely back then we were playing Rainbow Six on the Xbox, and I'm pretty sure we were playing with Rod, and Rod was like, oh, Steph is gonna kill you.
Yeah,
you're dead.
So I gotta share this story. It doesn't do with archery, but it's all right.
We just spent over a half hour talking about your shop, so we're fine.
That's to do with archery though.
It does. I know it has to do with archery, but
so we used to play Xbox a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially with no kids. I mean, we get home from work and that's what you do.
Yes.
So we had a couple friends online that we'd play with a lot, and we wanted to all get together.
No, you're going to tell that story. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Should I not?
I don't care. It's funny. It's funny now, and I know.
Yes. So we would play with everyone online, and we had our groups, and... we had like each group was a clan that we all were together with, and we kind of wanted to all get together.
This is pre-social justice warrior movement, so
yeah.
Games are like, it's cool to use the name clan when you're fucking making teams, yeah.
So they used the word clan.
Right.
And with clan, it's a group. It's, you know, right. A group of friends.
Yeah, but now you say that someone will be in a corner crying.
I know.
Needing a safe space.
So, we all wanted to get together, and we were going to do a whole barbecue and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we got there, a friend of ours, his wife, who also played,
mm-hmm.
Had to explain to us that he wanted to put up a sign.
Yes.
So, everyone knew it was at the right house. But the sign that he made up was clan meeting here.
With a K.
So, yeah, she made it take him down.
Yeah.
And I think he wrote, like, clan meeting here, not even thinking anything of it. He was just like,
that's
okay,
how Rod is.
It's our clan meeting. Like, he wasn't going anywhere else with it. He wasn't trying to make fun of anyone else. He was just saying, this was our clan on Xbox, and
this is
our meeting. And then, she pointed out the fact that, you know...
It's not a good idea. Take that down. We're going to have a barbecue, and It's going to look like there's an actual Klan meeting. It's Florida and hot as hell and all the guys have shaved heads.
It was funny. It was quite funny.
It was. I thought so.
God. Years ago. Pre-kids.
And he came out with a sign. He's like, bro, Kerry made me take this down. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Holy shit, dude. You're a fucking moron. You even spelt it with a K? What the fuck is... What are you doing?
That was funny. That was good times. Mm-hmm. So, back to everything else, everything I should else. Say. Well, this week we're going to go shooting.
Yep.
We're going to try to re-glue. Well, we won't have new setups this week. It'll be next week. Because we'll be gluing them over the weekend. We won't be able to... Well,
I'll glue them...
We'll see.
We'll probably end up going Thursday or something like that. So I'll end up having it done before then. Okay. Because they're all flying. They're flying in on Friday. So we have to go somewhere between Wednesday and Thursday. So
no, we can still go Friday because they're coming in at like 3 in the afternoon on Friday.
Right. No, that's true.
So we can still go in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if the glue sticks at a longer set.
Yep.
And what else? We don't have anything new.
No, nothing right now.
And for all those interested in Total Archery Challenge, they have put out that they are finalizing the 2019 schedule.
Yes.
But it looks like all of the events are staying the same mm-hmm. weekend, except for one in Texas, which is moving a weekend.
Right.
So
they haven't said if they're adding any more yet.
No.
But it looks like every event from last year has been reconfirmed, except for, like you said, one in Texas.
The one in Texas. But the thing is, though, last year's schedule, well, 2018, their schedule.
Yes.
They didn't add Tennessee until...
Like 2 months before the event happened.
Yeah, and I think it's because when they add certain ones, it takes a little bit longer to set everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Or it may have just been one of those things. You never know. I mean, like a situation like that. I mean, the ranch that... The event in Tennessee was on. It was absolutely gorgeous and was gigantic.
It was nice, but there was a wedding there.
But that also might be one of those places where they called up TAC and said, hey, we got this big-ass property.
Yeah.
Would you be interested? And someone came out there and was like, oh, fuck yes. You know?
It was a nice area.
Right, because that ranch already hosted that area's local tournament, as it was.
Yeah, they actually, they're regular for the local tournament.
Right, that was the location for the standard locals shoot anyway.
Yeah.
Except TAC added 5 extra targets. They made it 25 instead of 20.
Right.
So, and then it was like, okay, and then, well, that side of the property has these giant cliffs you can shoot off of. Right. So that became, you know, Sitka and Prime Side and whatever.
Yeah, so we're still en route to try and go out to Utah or Montana. So how it's going to work is our first choice is going to be Snowbird. But what I've been reading is that Snowbird sells out quick. Now, if they sell out before we can get tickets.
Yeah, because most likely we're going to, but the way things are working out right now, because of the wedding and everything, the traveling we have to do, we're not going to be able to book our tickets till next year.
Right. So we might not be able to do Snowbird. So it might be actually in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But the second factor will be, we already have we have Tennessee in May. We have a Boston wedding in June. Mm-hmm. And Utah and Montana are both in late July. They're at the end of July. So what I'm thinking is the only other factor that might stop us from being able to do those is if... The other wedding that we're waiting on to hear when they set the date for is if they decide to do that.
Oh, fall
too
wedding.
Too close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if they try to do a fall wedding, we won't be able to do it because we'll have May and traveling in June, which will be a big one.
Right.
And then we'll have to travel again up north.
In July.
Or August, September, it'll still be big to try and do 2 weddings and 2 events. One across the country.
Right.
Then we'll have to see. Unless they do it around the time they go up to Pennsylvania. And then we can just do Pennsylvania while we're up there.
Seven Springs PA.
You didn't think of that one.
When is the Seven Springs PA?
I don't know.
I thought that was, it was the week after Tennessee.
Is it?
I believe so.
Go next?
I think it goes to Tennessee right after, is it? I don't remember.
We'll have to look.
My phone's over there.
No, we'll have to, I don't want to try and look through it now because it's to try and get there and look through all the schedule and everything like that. But if it's around the same time, boom, we'll do Pennsylvania at the same shot.
Nice.
That'd be interesting.
That's another mountainous area. Yeah. Seven Springs.
We did a Savage race in Pennsylvania. I don't think it was around that area, but I know it was.
It was where that gigantic paintball place is.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I can't remember the name of the town. It's actually absolutely beautiful area. Oh, it was by the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
It was out by the Poconos.
Beautiful, right. Beautiful area. But man, they had a cold spurt that day. And all of a sudden, it dropped down to the 40s.
39.
And we had to go into an ice bath and then run 6 mile obstacle course.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking A.
At that point, because they had not added Canada yet, it was the coldest Savage race that they had on record.
Yeah.
Before they went to Canada.
It was rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough. I mean, I couldn't feel my legs halfway through the race.
Basketball shorts and a tank top.
Well, because we're looking at the weather. It's great. It's like in the 80s, 70s.
All of a sudden, the next day, it dropped to 54 for the high.
Oh, my God. And ours was in the morning. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And then we had to dunk ourselves in an ice bath.
Yeah.
And then do the 6 miles.
And the worst part about that, though, was like, yeah, okay, it's freezing. You can go around it. You were like, no, we're not skipping nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You were hoping I was going to say, yeah, skip it. And you're like, she's going to skip it, so I'm going
to
skip it.
I'm sorry. It was 39 degrees, and the first thing you want me to do is jump in an ice bath. My balls tried to go right to my throat.
That was rough.
And then bitches were like, no, fuck this. No. I'm gone. You know, but yeah, I mean, that was epic. I mean, the couple of races that we've done have all been very, very cool.
They have been. But yeah. That one sticks in my head because... That does some damage but the thing is though, when you do something that's as difficult as that was, even the temperature, it changes your perspective on other things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, we made it through the whole thing.
Even the hiking for the Tennessee event, it changes your perspective on what you can and can't do.
And we did it on shit ass boots because I'm a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody remembers, I forgot our boots at home.
Yeah,
because I'm a dummy.
I gotta say, though, those Walmart boots held up.
Yeah. They survived that trip, and I think they lasted at me taking them to work for about another 3 months before the sole was coming apart on the one.
Yeah. So, you know, if you go to somewhere and you forget boots or something happens to yours, I gotta say, Walmart, theirs are actually pretty decent, and they, breaking in-wise, I didn't have any issues. My feet weren't killing me at the end of the day.
No.
I actually did not have feet pain. Like foot pain, well, feet pain.
Mine kind of I did, but mine, which is actually kind of shocking for me, because I have wide ass feet.
Yeah,
I have my feet are 4 E's.
You like need a Z,
right? And their wide boot that I bought, I was like, oh, it's wide. All right, cool. You know, I'm used to wide boots normally being a 2 E, so they're always fucking snug on me no matter what.
FGH.
Right. These things were wider than my feet, that the only thing that which was a pain in the ass, was as we were going downhill, I could feel the boot slide. Like my foot would slide inside the boot no matter how tight I had them.
$20 boots.
Yeah. And we did 10 miles of hiking that day.
Yes, we did.
Plus shooting and plus going to retrieve the arrows and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they took the beating. I mean, granted, you know. Right now, if we were to do that again, I wouldn't get the wides because it ended up that when I checked at Walmart, the standards were double E.
Well, you have the Under Armour boots.
Yeah, I still have the Under Armour.
And I have the Wolverines, but the Wolverines need to be broken in more. Mm. So.
Right. We'll see. I mean, we'll eventually get more of these events done. I want to do more of them. I thoroughly enjoyed myself while we were in Tennessee.
Oh, we're planning on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll have to see. So, that's our plan. Mm-hmm. And they said maybe another week or two, it'll be up. Finalized, they'll be up.
Finalized schedule, yeah.
So, I'll be able to look at the calendar, see where we stand, try to plan everything.
Right.
And then go from there. So.
Okay. I'm down. Okay, I want to go to them. I don't care. So whatever works out. I mean, if hopefully they add, like, you know, if they add some here mm-hmm. in South Carolina or North Carolina, especially where your sister goes to college. I mean, that whole area is fucking nothing but mountains. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll add some more up north in the Northeast.
Well, they're still
somewhere.
Relatively new.
Right, right. Well, they're adding, I mean, shit, last year they added, what, 4 events, I believe?
They'll keep adding as long as they're getting a turnout. So if they get a turnout, then they'll keep adding it. Well, as long as they could get the truck there. Well, they'll have to do, like, 2 trucks, 2 separate routes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as long as they get a turnout, then they'll do them.
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the way it goes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that they see the comments, and I'm sure... I was not the only psycho who asked about the 2019 schedule.
The day after the 2018 schedule ended.
I am not the only one who was wondering, okay?
It was like, 2018's over. When's the 2019 schedule coming out, please?
Well, you know, I would figure. But they are on top of their shit. They answered mm-hmm. me like within 5 minutes and that was it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So...
All right, so I'm going to refletch some arrows, use a lot more glue,
mm-hmm.
stop trying to be stingy with it, and...
be Stephanie with the glue.
Oh, man. And that's about what I'll be doing, then we'll go shoot this week, mm-hmm. see how everything goes. I'm still shooting the Stinger. What do I have on there? The True Glow Micro Bright Sight. Which works well.
Yeah, we've had to wait on the strings just because we're trying to prep for the travel up to up in November for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been buying a lot for our trip up there.
Yeah, well, we've been getting other stuff out the way, roof rack set up for the car. Mm-hmm. And
which would work on our trips out to the events, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of buying the stuff that we know will be multi-use, multi-purposed, I guess.
Yeah.
Is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So...
And then, you know what? That Pennsylvania is a good idea to see. If he ever gives a date on his wedding, holy shit. Can't people get their shit in order? Bridezillas.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just impatient. I like to see, I like to plan. And I like to plan stuff early in advance.
Right.
So... There's no surprises, so we know what we want to do, and we know where the money needs to go for what we need to do to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like waiting on other people.
I know. You just, never have.
I'm impatient. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't you doing it now? What are you doing?
You've always been like that.
What are you doing?
Always been like that.
I know. Would you rather me be a procrastinator and put stuff off to the very last minute?
No. We get stuff done that way.
I know.
You don't like waiting to get things done. Me and you do things immediately. We get them done right then and there.
Yeah.
So it works fine.
And I'm still sorry.
Go ahead.
So I found out from some sources. Thank you, Bandrew and the and Heather. For doing some shirts,
mm-hmm.
other media sources. So now I just gotta make sure that the design that I want to try looks good,
right?
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then I think I'll
more possibilities. Oh God,
more stuff for me to do.
Oh,
what? You know.
You like doing this stuff?
Yes, I do. That's the difference. I like doing it and I enjoy it, so it doesn't feel like it's work. It's just...
That's good.
Yep. And it took me like, what, 35 now? So it took me
how
long to figure that out?
It takes a long ass time.
It's funny how you get older in life and then you start figuring out things.
I didn't find my career job till I was 34. So whatever.
It's funny.
Sometimes. 40 now and I like what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Granted, some of the people, I would love to smack their head right off their neck.
Yeah, but I'm sure people listening, every single one of them agrees with someone that they work with.
I guarantee you right now, Soul is in his truck going, I can name this guy and this guy and this guy.
This retard and this retard and that retard. Oh, yeah, he listens to us on a daily basis.
Yes, he does listen to us, yes.
Man, those pictures that you sent him are fucking funny.
Pictures I sent him?
He sent you those links, those pictures of all the...
Of what, the Swift trucks on their roofs?
Yeah. We're still not saying the company he works for.
No, 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 no.
Or you're going to have to go back and edit like the one episode
where you had all the beeps. Yeah, the one episode where I had to beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. I thought that was just funny.
But no, yeah. I can guarantee you right now he's probably like, I can name this guy and this guy. And
doesn't, that's just wait, up there. Does he shoot?
No, he doesn't. No, no, no.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, he doesn't.
You've been listening for us for 2 years and you can't...
There's a couple of people that listen to us that still haven't like made the plunge, I guess is a good way to do it. He knows, like I'm actually kind of shocked that he hasn't. But I know he said at one point he was interested in wanting to do it, but, you know.
But he can
call me up whenever he wants, and he knows that. He calls me up all the time.
Dude, come on.
So.
Get with the program.
Yeah, I get with the program. She's calling you out, Chris.
Peer pressure. I know you make the money for it.
Jesus. We have a couple of friends that, you know, that are like, I'm going to start. Yeah, okay, well.
I'll talk.
You know? I honestly think that it becomes a lot easier when, like we took Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Doug really had no, like, it didn't seem he had a real interest in shooting.
Oh, it was so easy to brainwash him. I mean, help him in his journey.
But that's what I'm saying. It was like, all right, come on. You know, we got Brody his bow.
Right.
Christmas. And it was, you know. All right, come on, Doug. I'm going to set the bear up. Let's make sure you could shoot 60 pounds. This is before I sold the Crux. And, okay, yeah, Doug can pull back 60 pounds. No problem. He's a big enough dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did a real quick measurement on him, 29 and a half inches. All right, cool. Set the bow up, 29 and a half inch draw, put the draw stops in and all that shit.
Right.
And, you know, within 2 hours, he became, you know, pretty good. It wasn't all yellows, but it was yellows. And what the fuck is the outside ring from yellow?
White?
Blue.
No.
White's the very outer edge.
Hold up.
It's yellow, hold blue. Hold up.
You got yellow, red. No. Really? Are we really drawing a blank on this right now?
I guess.
Oh my God, retard mode.
Whatever.
Keep talking, I'll look it up.
It was the next ring. What? So, I mean, he at 20 yards on his first day, he had, you know, 5-6 inch groups at 20 yards, which is fine. Because all you're trying to get someone to do at that point is just muscle memory. And, you know, that's how we got him into it. And then the next thing you know, he goes home and he's like, dude, I want to shoot again. All right, cool. All right. So, you know, he listens to us too, obviously. Doug, we've had him on the show a bunch of times.
Yellow, red, blue, black, white.
Okay, so the reds. He was red and in.
Did I say fucking orange?
No.
What do I?
I don't know.
I feel like I said orange.
But,
Wow, I'm a retard.
You know, and you're just trying to get them to have muscle memory at that point. But he went home, and I mean, shit, within what, 2 weeks, Doug bought his Stinger, I believe it was. And then he shot that for 6 months, and now he's got, a badass Supra.
His wife wanted to kick his ass.
Yeah, you know, but he's got a Supra, and he's got the Trophy Taker blade arrow rest, and he's shooting some fat P23 Black Eagle arrows now.
But listen, the point is he enjoys it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's something that he enjoys doing. Mm-hmm. And he's met new people since then that also shoot.
And he does shoot with a bunch of guys that are absolute fucking beasts at shooting. They really are. And they're all awesome, super, super friendly people.
Can you say super one more time?
Super.
Get the hands flailing?
No flailing.
Super.
No. But I mean, I don't know. I think when you bring someone and they actually do it, if they have to do it by themselves, it becomes a lot harder.
Still different.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have that support. Is the word. Mm-hmm. You don't have that same support level. I mean, you know, same thing with us doing the podcast. If we didn't have the support of asking others.
Oh yeah.
Of helpful hints. I mean, I'm zero support when it comes to that. Then, I mean, it's a lot harder to progress, to find, you know, where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to when you have those other people there.
Mm-hmm.
Archery is the same thing. You know, you have to, not everyone needs it. I know some people are out there like, no, I don't need it. I can do it myself. Well, fuck you then. You know, we need, as human beings, it's normal to want that support and. Mm-hmm. To go with other people and be social.
That is true.
You know.
And it's just fun, too. I mean, it is. I mean, it could be something different to you every day. So, but, okay. I'm good for today.
I know. You tried cutting it off, like, you know, 10 minutes ago.
No, I'm fine with you.
You gave me those look, the eyes.
No, because I thought we were done and you came up with something. Oh, jeez, whatever.
Gave me those evil eyes.
Trying to cripple your soul.
Okay. I'm going to start wearing the horn around my neck for a podcast. I already have one,
too late.
For you?
Yeah, I'm the guinea. That's right.
But I don't have one.
Yeah, well.
I need my soul.
You need your soul.
For a little bit longer. Before my kids take it.
Your kids are already trying to take it from you.
They're ripping it apart. I got here first.
Yep, yeah, exactly. We're going to rock, paper, scissors for mommy's soul. So.
It's fucked up.
But. All right, folks, I am going to refletch our arrows for us, and then we will be on to the range hopefully once, maybe twice this week. And then we'll let everybody know how it goes. And hopefully we'll get some more stuff in here soon. I do want to still try out the Goat Tough fletching jig and their glue to see how it works, if it works better or not.
Goat Tough?
Yeah.
You mean Brady Tough?
No, Brady Tough, Jesus Christ. We're gonna have people. Yes, Stephanie's a Patriot fan for everyone. You could hate on her about it. So,
oh, fuck you guys.
Everybody have a good week, and we will talk to you all next week.
I love you.